Meanwhile, three Russian military personnel have been killed in an attack on a base in Saratov in the southwest of Russia. The defense ministry says they were killed by falling debris after a Ukrainian drone was shot over Engels military airfield. The same airbase was targeted earlier this month. Moscow says that was a drone attack carried out by Ukraine. Charles Stratford is in Kyiv with the latest developments around Ukraine.
Ukrainian military say Russian forces have been shelling dozens of towns along the eastern and southern front lines. They talk about the regions of Donetsk and Lugansk, as well as Zaporizhia and in the south, Kherson. Now, there is no specific details as to casualties or indeed what has been targeted, and it's impossible to independently verify this information. What we do know is, having spoken to the authorities in Kherson, they are saying that one neighborhood in particular on the western banks of the Dnipro River, a neighborhood with around 8,000 people living in it, is getting hit especially hard. It's only around 700 meters, they tell us, across the river to Russian forces. They're saying that Russian forces are shelling that area, and the area is very vulnerable to sniper fire. The head of the Lugansk military administration this morning claimed that Ukrainian forces have pushed Russian forces back a few kilometers along a front line that was established about 2.5 months ago near the Russian-occupied town of Kramina. As I say, impossible to independently verify this information. We know that there's ongoing heavy fighting around the flashpoint city of Bakhmut, where we understand that the Russian forces have been trying to make probing attacks now for days, if not weeks, to try and surround that city. Meanwhile, with respect to the supply of electricity across the country, we spoke to the head of the national electricity operator this morning. He said up to 2 million Ukrainians are still having to endure rolling blackouts and not 24-hour. They do not have access to heat 24 hours a day because of this Russian campaign targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure.